Colleges and universities throughout Wisconsin are adjusting to the new law by changing the content of their student IDs to meet new regulations or giving students access to a second ID when it comes time to vote. UW-Superior is the first UW campus to have their student ID also double as voter IDs. UWS Student Union Director Gail Archambault says it makes sense to have the two in one ID.
We feel it's important that our students have the ability to vote in the community in which they reside. Civic engagement is all part of what a liberal arts education is about, so we wanted to make it as easy as possible for our students to comply with the new state requirements.
The new voting law in Wisconsin requires a photo, signature, and an expiration date no later than 2 years after distribution. Some private colleges are also meeting the new standards. Northland College Dean of Students Michelle Meyer in Ashland says although the new IDs were costly, it's worth it.
Does it have financial implications? It does, because issuing a new ID to every student does have financial implications. But because we're an institution that's all about education, we want our students to have the ability to participate in the democratic process.
Wisconsin Association of Independent Colleges and Universities President Ralph Woganke says although colleges and universities may respond to the new laws in different ways, they all have the same goal.
Each college is doing whatever they need to do to encourage their students to participate in civic life.
Kristen Bakke, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.